I'm Ava.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And this is the A&A Show. We're back for episode 4. Did you guys miss us?
Because we missed you.
We did miss y'all.
We did.
Like, we really did. It's I know nice we've been talking about it like all summer. And then Ashlyn kept forgetting the mics.
Yeah, that was my fault. Our little unplanned break.
Yeah, we got new mics, if y'all can't tell how
Hopefully
we sound.
You can tell.
The other ones had glitches in them. That's why we
Well, they were like the mini mics.
Yeah,
so.
They were mini, and so I think they got a glitch in them. So,
yeah.
Definitely needed like new mics.
Fancy
we're fancy.
Now.
We have an audio mixer, too, and you can do auto tone and voice changing. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
It's pretty cool.
But if y'all have any, like, tips on how to make it sound better, please DM us on our Instagram. Follow our Instagram.
Yeah, at the A&A Show.
Yep.
Everything Under the Sun.
The A&A Show, Everything Under the Sun, yeah. And if you have any tips or how to make it sound better, please DM us about it. We're
the
not
most
professionals.
Tech savvy,
yeah.
So
I literally spent 2 hours on this like last night trying to figure it out.
And then
so,
we spent like 20 minutes doing it earlier.
Yeah, and practicing our clips and making sure it didn't sound too crackly. It still sounds like kind of crackly, but I will keep figuring it out.
We'll keep working on it. It's better than our last ones.
I agree. They had glitches in them. They needed to retire.
Yeah. It was
Even
about
though
time.
My dad like just bought them.
It's okay. We just got this, so.
Yeah, exactly. So we're still figuring it out, and I will probably use autotune, too. It's actually, okay,
Maybe
I did
we'll
not
do that
think
at the
autotune
end.
Was, like, what it was.
Really?
It, like, it. You know those, like, people on Instagram that do, like the tube in their mouth, and
it makes them sound weird?
That's
yeah.
what it sounds like. It's not, like, something
should
to make you sound better.
At the end?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Be, like, a robot?
Yeah, we can. That's
There's
how we should
like
do our outro.
Deep voice and everything. Okay, let's do
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, okay, so
highs and lows.
Episode 4, yeah, highs and lows. These are also highs and lows for the whole summer because we haven't been with y'all for a while. So.
Yeah, we need to give y'all a life update.
Yep. Okay, Ashlyn, you can
My
start.
Turn? Okay, so I have two highs. My first one was that I went to Universal Studios this year. 10 out of 10 would recommend. I mean, Epic Universe is fun and all. It's just like, honestly, I feel like all the other ones were better. Like Islands of Adventure. Oh, that one was really good.
Oh, yes.
Like, the castle, Harry Potter's castle. Not Harry Potter's castle. What am I talking about? Hogwarts.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, the biggest Harry Potter fan, if y'all didn't know this.
Oh,
that been
we
my,
know.
That should have been my random fact. Because it, like, goes with your high and low.
It
oh
really
gosh.
Does.
Anyways.
But, yeah. And then my second one was my mission trip I went on a couple weeks ago. 10 out of 10. Really good mission trip. I feel like... It was nice because I was unplugged, too, so, like, I didn't have my phone, and it was, like, I really got to connect with everybody around me. Yeah. But, yeah mission trip was 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Okay, Ava, what are your highs and lows?
Oh, wait, you didn't do your low.
Oh, my low. What's my low? Oh, my low is moving, so.
Oh, my word. Wait, should we tell
should
them
we tell
no,
them?
Not yet.
Let's do it. Actually, no. We're going to wait.
Actually, should we? I think we
Let's
should.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So I'm currently in the process of moving into Ava's neighborhood.
Right next
Finally,
to me.
I'm literally like 10 seconds away.
Literally, it's probably like maybe 100 steps. It's
I know.
Literally like right there. I can see her house from my window.
I know.
How
you can
cool
see my
is
bedroom.
That?
Yeah, we're like Alexa and Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like overwhelming. It's a lot with like my family and stuff. But it's okay. We'll be moved in pretty soon. So,
yeah.
Okay, Abe, what are your highs and lows?
My high is me and Ashlyn went on a beach trip.
Yes,
so
we did.
That was really fun. And I also went on a missions trip, and we went to, like, Lexington County, and it was really cool to see, like, what people go through there and the poverty there. And it was just really cool, and I learned how to view God in different ways and how to feel his presence in different ways, which sounds weird, but, like, once you feel it, you will know. Like, I learned how to seek him in different ways, like, other than reading your Bible and praying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally felt his presence in different ways. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. You just, I felt his presence in different ways, which is really cool, and it definitely helped me grow closer to the Lord and in my relationship with him and just kind of take a pause from all the distractions
of the world.
Sure. So, yeah, that was really fun. Definitely would recommend if you have the opportunity to go on a mission trip, definitely do.
Yeah.
Jesus calls us to be missionaries, so, and spread the word around the world. So, but obviously as teens, you can't really go around the world yet. Unless you can.
Yeah, then that's pretty
But
cool.
that's pretty cool. But if you have any local mission trip, or just go, I don't know, serve at anywhere in your community.
Yeah,
there you
like,
go. There's
have
your
you
mission.
Seen the, like, flowers thing where like people write Bible verses on note cards and stuff.
Yeah, I've done that. Or yeah, and put them in your school.
Yeah, you can just like leave them around everywhere.
Yeah, FCA does that.
Really?
Yeah, some do.
Ours doesn't.
Yeah. Anyways, and then my low is school starting.
Oh, I do not no.
Sophomore slump too.
Yikes.
I'm really hoping it's exaggerated.
I know, me too. I'm just like, I don't want
to
do it.
The only reason I want to go back to school is see people and like have a routine and wear cute outfits. That's the only reason I want to go back to school. Everything else, I don't want to go back.
I literally have like 4 million closets now. Like I have
yeah, you do.
Ava's closet, I have my closet, and I have her mom's closet.
Yep.
So.
And then I have one of my friends in the neighborhood's closet. I have Ashlyn's closet, my closet, and my mom's closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
No repeating outfits this year.
Nope. I didn't repeat outfits at all last year, so that'll be pretty easy for me.
All the time.
Yeah, I think you repeated outfits
at least. I know. I wore, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, random fact. I'll go first. I've played 4 sports, if you count ballet. But I did ballet, soccer, cheer, and basketball. And I played basketball for, like, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So,
it was a basketball player.
I was a basketball player.
Yeah.
I was not very good.
It's okay. I mean, you're a little short, so I don't know how.
That's
you
actually
would
a great
good.
Point guard, though, and I was a point guard technically.
Technically,
I didn't really play.
It's okay. That's how I was with volleyball.
Yeah.
I played volleyball for 2 years, and I was literally a bench
but
warmer.
But point guards are usually short. Like Steph Curry, he's a point guard, and he's pretty short compared to like Kevin Durant, LeBron James.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Oh.
Whoops.
We can tell who
anyway.
The basketball fan, the
well,
fan
yeah,
not.
I don't do basketball.
She doesn't do anything.
I do lacrosse.
No, that sounded bad. She doesn't watch any sports.
No.
See, I watch
only,
sports.
All I watch is lacrosse and football, and that's about it. But I don't watch football on a daily basis. Like, that's
no,
more
you
just
don't.
Like.
I actually, like, sometimes sit down and watch it, so.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
keep up with the. Anyways.
My random fact is that I have 3 siblings. A lot of people don't know this. Like, a lot of people think I only have, like, 1 sister. I have 2 sisters and a brother.
Nobody ever knows about your brother either.
No. That sounds like so bad, but it's more just like people don't like ask about my siblings that often.
No.
Like they only know the outgoing sister. Like the crazy outgoing one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's my fact.
Yep. Well, talking about school.
Speaking
that
kind of school.
Wow. Such a coincidence.
I know.
Definitely
it's
did
like
not
we didn't plan
that. That kind of brings us into our, sorry, I had the hiccups. That brings us into our episode today.
Yeah, so our topic today is being a light at school and making a difference.
Mm-hmm, and tips on how to do that.
Yeah, basically what we're going to be talking about today is just like how you can be a light, how you can stand out and show the love of Christ to people in your school specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to start with the first, like, point that we have?
You can.
Okay, so our first one is, oh my gosh. Our first one is, so we kind of have, like, I don't know how
little,
you call
okay,
them. Like,
we
little,
have,
like, headers, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, like, subheadings, and then, like,
it gets into what
things.
It means.
Yeah.
So, like, you can remember, like, each, if you want to, like, write these down. You can remember each, like, subheading, and then we'll talk about what it means. So then
yeah.
when you see the subheading, you'll know, oh, okay, this is what this subheading means.
Yeah, and we have, like, really practical application, like, stuff that we've done
mm-hmm.
to be a light in school. Like, we have that as examples
and
that
we will that continue
we're gonna
share. To do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is live it before you speak it. And so the topic on this is people notice actions more than words. So, if you're, let's say, I don't know what example, but.
Let's say everybody is doing a certain thing. So, everybody around you is, like, cussing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one person who isn't. That, like, I feel like that stands out more than, like, you, like, talking about it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I feel
well,
like.
Well, because if you're cussing, but, like, well, okay, that doesn't really work because that's words and you're saying it.
Oh,
let's say you
I
get
didn't
in
even
a fight.
About that.
People
there
are
going to
notice that more about you than the things you say.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But I also feel like you can go the other way too. Like, that doesn't mean you can be cussing around everywhere because, oh, actions speak more than words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true either. So I think it goes both ways. So I think just being cautious in live it before you speak it,
yeah,
or live it before you do it. But it's the, oh my word, my words.
It's okay.
The like few little like bullets we have is be kind to everyone, not just your friends.
That's
goes
definitely
along
a
with
big one.
That goes along with words. It, okay, the subheading kind of and doesn't make sense. Like people
I don't
notice
think we're
actions
making
more
sense
than
right
words.
Now. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But it's if okay. This makes sense, people notice actions more than words. It goes both ways because sometimes people will notice words more than actions. Or like
yeah,
the first bullet, be kind to everyone, not just your friends. If you're being kind to people, that can also go with words.
Yeah.
So I would just take it both ways. But anyways, be kind to everyone, not just your friends. Don't join in on gossip, drama, or hate. Be honest, even when it's hard or unpopular, and show integrity, doing the right thing when no one's watching. So if you go to help a teacher with stuff after, help her clean up,
mm-hmm,
that's going to go longer than you saying, oh, thanks, something
yeah,
like that.
I think just, like, going the extra mile,
yeah,
too, like, really helps us stand out as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone drops their stuff on the floor, not just walking past and be like, oh, sorry, like, physically getting down and helping them pick up their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that, again,
that is
going to
go a long way.
Because
you also don't know what is going on inside the home. Like, somebody could.
That's so true.
That could, if you just help somebody, like, let's say they drop a water bottle in the hallway and you help them pick it up, that could go with them for the rest of the day. That could be their highlight of the day because their home life is so horrible.
Yeah, like, you never know what someone's going through and you never know how much, like, something so little can impact them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know for a fact, like, if someone, I know it happened a couple times last year when I was just having a really, like, rough day overall and someone, like, just helped me out and, like, encouraged me, it really made my day. And it made me feel, like, so much better just about myself and about, like, my situation in general.
Yeah.
So.
And even smiling at people in the hallway, that goes along with actions.
That's a big
and
thing.
Actions, if you don't get the chance to talk to somebody, actions do speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But also a compliment can go a long way, too.
Yeah.
That's not saying
people,
actions speak louder than words is not saying don't say kind things or
exactly,
do kind things with your words or don't use your tongue unwisely.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue is a weapon.
It really is.
You even talks about that in the Bible. So keep that in mind. Next one. Ashlyn, would you like to bring us into our next one?
Yeah. So our next one is pray first, speak second. So this one's really just talking about how, like, before you go into your normal school day, like, talk to God and, like, be personal with him. So, like, for example, you could say, God, help me see people the way you see them. That's
it's
just, like,
really good.
It's so powerful because it's, like, God sees everybody equal, like, no matter our sins. And that's basically you asking God, like, God, I want to see people equally, like, no matter what they've done. And
mm-hmm,
that's, like, such a hard thing.
Or no
thing
matter
to
who
do.
They are.
I know. Like, that's,
or who
like,
they're
such
friends
a
with,
hard
no matter,
thing,
like, what they do. Like, that's. I don't know, that's so powerful to
I
me.
Know.
Help me see people the way you see them.
Like, whoa.
That's, like, actually, like, so powerful. But, yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah. And then another one is give me courage to stand out and not blend in. It's another big thing is, like, actions speak louder than words. Like, standing out can create conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And conversations can lead to people being saved. And that is, like, our ultimate goal, being here on Earth. Like, that is one of the main reasons why God has us here is to spread his gospel and to, like, help our brothers and sisters in
mm-hmm,
Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one is put someone in my path who needs you today. So I feel like that kind of goes with what we just said.
Yeah.
With, like.
And also being kind to everybody.
Yeah.
If you're being kind, and if you're being kind, God will put people in your path.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are open to, like, being friendly, that's another thing, being friendly, being kind to everybody,
yeah,
saying kind words, like, if you are open to being friendly and to being outgoing, God will put people in your path, but you have to be open to that, and that's why we're saying pray stuff like this before you go to school or before the week, and just kind of let it soak in and just let the Lord move through you.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it, just, like, let the Lord move through you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it for this topic.
All right.
We have a lot of topics, so
we do.
Don't worry, guys.
We've got it coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd also recommend writing all this down, because...
Yeah, definitely write the, like, headers, like, pray first, speak second.
I agree.
Live it before you speak it. Like, stuff like that. Because then when we're talking about it, now when you read it, you'll know what mm-hmm. it means.
So. I might write some of this down and put it in, like, my Chromebook case and stuff this year.
Yeah, that's another thing. This kind of goes with the live it before you speak it. Me and Ashlyn, one thing that we both did, or at least I did last year, is I put stickers in my Chromebook, like, case. Mm-hmm. In the top part that had like faith over fear, or faith is bigger than, what is it, faith is bigger than a mustard seed. No, faith is as small as a mustard, I don't know.
Something,
so it's the
like
one about
that.
Mustard seeds,
yeah,
and how like like small like faith can move a mountain,
yeah,
stuff like that, and stuff like that, and that just kind of helps people see the person who you are,
yeah,
and helps when you stand out.
It definitely can, like, especially, like, the mustard seed one. That can definitely bring up conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also, like, not only, like, a conversation starter, it's a really good reminder for yourself, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I did. I would put sticky notes on my Chromebook, because I didn't have a case this year. But I would put sticky notes on my Chromebook, and it would be just, like, what would Jesus do? Like, just the little,
yeah,
simple
just,
things.
Just writing scripture wherever you would see it every day. Or sometimes I have this jar, and I pick out of it sometimes, and it'll have, like, a quote or a Bible verse or
mm-hmm.
something like inspiring about, or from a song, like, if the stars were made to worship, so why? I,
yeah,
like, I pick one out of the jar, and then I write it on like the top of my hand, and I'll just see it throughout the day, and it'll just kind of remind me of where my head should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's just like little reminders.
Yeah. So the next one we have is talk about your faith naturally. You don't need to preach to be real. You don't need to be a preacher to be real. You don't have to be on stage. You
mm-hmm.
can just have it in normal conversations. Our first rule is share what God's teaching you when it comes up in convo. So you could literally just be talking about something random, and you could be like, oh, yeah, this is what God has been teaching me lately.
Yeah, just so casually, too.
Yeah, obviously, right place, right time. Obviously, don't do that during,
well,
like,
yeah,
a lesson, like, or something.
Or,
but
like, if you're eating lunch, just be like, so
that's
random.
Actually a good place to do it. That's,
oh,
actually in our thing.
Never mind. Don't listen to anything I just said.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean, like, during lunch. I meant, like, in the middle of, like, you're
eating
lunch.
Like, you have food
you
in your mouth,
little...
and you're like, this is what God is teaching. Don't do that.
No,
but...
you take, like, a little bite of mac and cheese, and you're like, so God's teaching me this.
Yeah.
Don't do
but
that.
Just flow it into natural convo. That's, like, I think that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone's struggling, offer to pray for them or remind them that they're not alone. That can also go a long way. And that goes with what we said about you don't know what's happening in people's home life.
Yeah, and just
being
kind.
That could go with them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then mention church, youth group, or your Bible reading like you would anything else important to you. Christianity should just, it should flow up in conversation like anything else in your life.
Yeah.
If you really care about it, it should flow naturally. Like, if you're talking about, let's say you're a sports guy and you're talking about football and you love football, but you also love the Lord, it should flow equally as much
mm-hmm.
as you're talking about something else that you like. So
yeah.
That's just my opinion, at least. I think it should, obviously, right person, right time. But if, also don't be pressing it onto them, like, you need to believe in Jesus.
Yeah, no.
Because that's not the way to do it. But.
Yeah. I would also say I've heard a couple different things about this, but, like, if God is something that's, like, huge in your life, he should be at the front of your mind, and so because he's at the front of your mind, it's going to come up in conversation. Like, if scripture is what you're thinking about, then it's just going to flow.
It's going to flow easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's also why I think you should be educated in scripture, too.
I agree. Know your Bible.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, next one. Be the safe place. So this is really just, like, again, going into, like, being friendly and helping people. But it's, like, be the friend who listens without judgment, encourages when someone feels like giving up, and stands up for the quiet kid, the outsider, or the one everyone overlooks. So this is really just going out of your way to be a Christian. Like, going out of your way to help people that may not feel love. And that's, like, again, like, that's what we're supposed to be doing, is we're supposed to be, like, showing the love of Christ to people. So I feel like being, like, a safe person to people is just, like, so, so important when it comes to being a light in school.
Yeah. And I think definitely people that get overlooked are quiet kids, the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think also if people see you being friends with those people, they're going to be like, oh, there's something different about that person because they're going out of their way to talk to this person that nobody else is talking to. Or they're going out of their way to sit with this person at lunch that nobody else is sitting with. Like, people will notice that. Most of the time, if you're in a popular friend group, nobody's going to notice. But if you go out of your way to talk to somebody that is sitting by themselves or is quiet or whatever, like, people are going to notice that.
People do notice.
So.
That's, again, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. And just being friendly. Like, people will be drawn to you if you're being friendly and if you're being outgoing and bubbly and all those things. People will be drawn to you and be drawn to your light.
That's the Jesus glow.
Jesus glow is real.
Mm-hmm.
So our next one is know God's word. You can't share light if you aren't filled with it. So it kind of goes with, I was talking about this before, but you should be educated in the word. And that goes with reading scripture regularly, even if it's just a few verses. Don't feel bad if you, let's say, don't get to it in the morning. Literally just pull up a Bible app on your phone, read a few verses. That's all you need to do. Or if you have one verse that, like, really, really sticks with you, read it out to yourself a few times. Or my favorite thing to do, because sometimes reading the Bible in the morning is hard, even for me, being pretty vulnerable. But even reading the Bible in the morning is sometimes pretty hard. And also, I feel like a lot of people don't. It's, like, hard for people to read the Bible, and I definitely get that, and you definitely have to do it, but if it's hard, I completely understand. But even reading a devotion, that works too. But my favorite thing to do is just listening to worship music, like, on the way to school. I did that all last year when I rode the bus, and I sometimes will just close my eyes and, like, put my hands out, even on the bus. You can do it anywhere, guys.
Yeah.
And just put my hands out on the bus and really just, like, listen to the lyrics and listen to the words. Like, my favorite song is So Will I, 100 billion times. And really just, like, listening to those words and just looking out the window when you're just riding in the car and seeing God's nature and just listening to the lyrics. It's really good, so.
Yeah, I completely agree. But yeah, and then this next one, our last one, really goes along with, like, what we previously said, but it's just, like, wrapping it up. It's being okay with being different. So Jesus said we would stand out. Like, you can find that everywhere in the Bible, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. So you shouldn't be afraid to say no to things that go against your values. And you might not be the most popular, but you'll be deeply respected. So that's, again, going and talking about how, like, if you're going out of your way to talk to the outsider or someone who's overlooked, like, it is going to be respected by other people. Because that just shows you're, like, getting up and going out of your way to be the bigger person and to be the joy. It's just, like, so powerful.
Yeah, I think this one's really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, because you have to think, Jesus was different. His disciples were different. He was different because, I didn't say this in the last one, like, with going out and talking to the quiet kid, but Jesus hung out with sinners. He went out of his way even to hang out with sinners, and that was not the cool thing. That was not the popular thing. That was not the trending thing. Like, don't always be caught up on trends, because you have to look different to be a Christian.
Yeah.
People have to see something different about you and realize something different about you and say, oh, wow, there's something different about this person. Like,
I wonder what.
And then that gets people to ask questions. But this is definitely a big one, especially in any kind of school, anywhere, really. You have to be different, and that's okay.
Yeah, I feel like that really, like, just sums up everything we're saying. It's like the answer to how do I be a light in school? Be different. Stand out.
Like, how to make a difference? Stand out. Be different. Yep. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the trends.
Don't follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's kind of our episode for today.
It's kind of
a short one.
It was.
Short and sweet. Just a little reminder for everybody who's going back to school.
Yeah.
And just a little encouragement before you got to school. So.
Yeah. I would say just, like, keep this with you. Keep this fresh in your mind. Like, maybe listen to this podcast on your way to school the first day.
Just, I mean, it's only a little bit long. So it's not, like, an hour long episode. So
it's like 30 minutes.
It's pretty easy to listen to if you're getting ready on the first day. And just keep it fresh in your mind with be okay with being different. Know God's word, be the safe place, talk about your faith naturally, pray first, speak second, and live it before you speak it. Just all those topics, just keep them fresh in your mind, repeat them daily, pray about it, especially like the help me see people the way you do.
That's a really
help
big
bring
one.
People in my path that need you, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Just praying about that before school starts, I think is really important. So yeah. Some quick examples of like how to do some of these stuff is invite someone to sit with you at lunch if they're sitting by themselves, or just being friendly, being kind, all that stuff. Send a verse or uplifting message to a friend going through something. If you know anybody going through anything this coming year, or you're going to meet new people too. So mm-hmm. if you find out they're going through something, just be uplifting, be the safe place
yeah.
that people can go to and talk about things with. And then be the person who brings peace, not chaos, into a room. I think that's also a really good one.
Yeah, that definitely is.
So, and that goes along with not being in drama, not being in gossip. Don't
yeah.
fall into gossip. And I know that's really hard.
It is, especially as teenagers.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I still have to remind myself that daily mm-hmm. to not fall into gossip. And it's really hard to do, but if you continue to pray about it and read scripture about it, it'll get easier.
Yeah. I feel like that just, like, goes.
And just shutting it down,
crowd.
Too.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be, like, this whole thing. You don't have to be, like, guys, we're gossiping, let's stop.
Yeah.
It could, like, I talked about this in my small group. It could even just be, like, instead of talking bad, just talking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone's like, oh, she did this, he did this, da-da-da, you could be the person to be like, oh, well, she was, like, really nice this day. Or, like, he was, like, a great friend to this person. Like, just, like, switching the subject to bad,
mm-hmm.
like, from bad to good is a great way to do it. It's worked mm-hmm. for me, I will say.
Yeah, or even just somebody's talking about someone, you just completely change the subject, too.
You're
you
like,
to be like,
so what's for lunch today?
I was literally right about to say that. Be like, what are you guys eating for lunch today? Or what's
Mac
on the school
cheese.
Menu for today? Like, just something as simple as that. Like,
yeah.
It's very easy.
It doesn't need to be a whole big thing, either.
No, it doesn't have to be like, stop gossiping. That's so bad to
it's
do.
It's a sin.
Yeah. You don't have
gonna,
to do that.
Yeah.
You don't need to force it on people like that.
Yeah.
But also, if you're in the right crowd, that shouldn't be happening. If you have
mm-hmm.
the right, like, it's going to happen if you're in public school and you're in
Everybody
a
does
group
it.
With, yeah, in a group, in well, or people are in your path that Jesus is putting in your path and you have to be kind and
mm-hmm.
you have to be all these things. But if you're in a good, like, Christian small group, it shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
If it is,
then
definitely need to pray about that.
Yeah.
But
that might be a conversation.
It's gonna happen
had.
In school, but there's easy ways to definitely shut it down.
Yeah. I
and
completely
be the
agree.
Peace in the chaos.
Yeah.
Just think about I'm thinking about this right now, like in my brain. I just see this like big group of girls in a circle and you're like almost in like the middle of the circle, but not in the middle. Like, think of, like, a horseshoe, and you're at, like, the top of the horseshoe. All I'm seeing right now is all these girls chitter-chattering, and you are just a bright light bulb.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good visual, and just be the peace into the storm.
Be the peace in the storm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Auto-tune.
That's a pretty short episode.
28
New
minutes.
Record.
I know.
But, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Just keep this fresh one in your mind, like Ashlyn said,
mm-hmm.
and just...
And if you have any feedback for us, DM us.
Definitely
text us.
DM us. Or if you have any other ideas on how to be a light, DM us about it.
Yeah, we would love to hear it.
And
we
we'll
would
put
love
it
to
on
have
our
conversations
story.
With people.
Oh, we would love it.
That's our favorite thing.
Also, this podcast is a great conversation starter,
it
especially
really
for
is.
Us. People will ask me about it and just like how I
yeah,
got into
people
it.
Have been asking
what
Ava.
I talk about. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I talk about the Lord and friendships. And it's just a great conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really helpful for me.
Yeah. It's
so.
The same with me.
People will just randomly come up to me and be like,
so how's
I
podcast?
Heard you have a podcast. I'm like,
yeah.
How did you know? Like, random people I don't even know will come up to me, too.
I know. It's happened
it's actually
kind of
weird, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like
especially
talking
with
to
school
people.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be the sophomores. Freshmen.
I
come
know.
Talk to us.
Yep. We got you.
Yeah.
We'll be your little, well, or it could be, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where are we going? I don't know.
We can be everybody's,
anyway.
I don't know. Safe don't know. Place.
There
we go.
Be the safe place.
Yep. I like having, like, Christian, like, people I know that are Christians and, like, in school and I can talk to them
mm-hmm.
about that stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to pray?
Yeah, I mean, I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Whoop, I'm moving my mic.
Oh, okay. We're okay. just going to pray about, like, the school year and stuff.
Yeah.
And
just
y'all
in
can
general.
Have this prayer in mind, so.
Okay. All right, everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Okay. Hey God, I just wanted to thank you so much for this opportunity that me and Ava have to share the gospel with everybody out here. Lord, I just pray for everybody listening to this podcast that they will feel uplifted and encouraged by you going into this new school year, no matter how old they are, what grade they're going into. Lord, I just pray for everybody listening to this, whether they're a follower or not, that they will feel your love and they'll be able to carry that into the school year. God, I just pray that you can help us be that safe place and be that encouraging friend in school. I pray that everybody has an amazing day, night, whatever they're doing. And I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you for everybody here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, I don't even know when the next episode will be. But if y'all have ideas, DM us, too. So,
please,
if y'all want to hear stuff. But, yeah. Okay, well, we'll see y'all next episode. Please tune in for next episode.
Yes.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And this is the A&A show.
Wrong button.